Welcome to the Nurtured Meditation Podcast. This is Wellness Wednesdays, your weekly dose of all things mind, body, spirit, and health. Each episode, we will focus on a different topic, allowing you to expand your knowledge and deepen your connection into yourself. And before we begin, I have one simple yet very powerful question for you. How are you today? Hello, and welcome back to Wellness Wednesdays. How are you today? How are you this week? Have you connected in with yourself and truthfully answered this? I don't think a lot of us do. And it should be something that you ask yourself every day. Maybe after you wake up and you do a meditation or you write in your gratitude journal or whatever your morning routine is. Connect in with yourself and answer, how am I today? How am I feeling today? And if it's not that great, maybe ask yourself, okay, what can I do to make myself feel a bit better or feel a bit more happy or make this day go smoothly or whatever it might be? Or if you wake up really happy and joyous, feel into that. It's a great feeling. So this week I wanted to just chat about communication and clear communication. I think it's important with any kind of relationship, whether that be work or romantic or family or friends, whatever it might be. I think a lot of us might not be open to communication or as much as we should be. So I think communication is a really important thing. I think it's something that we should work on this week. Until the next Wellness Wednesday podcast, I want you to practice communication. Now, you have to sort of do this mindfully. You can even write down what you want to communicate before you speak. And it's not about coming across as abrupt or blunt or just saying it how it is. And although that is being very honest, I don't think there's a need to come across as, you know, being angry or upset. So you can think about your communication and get clear on what you want to say. If there's a certain situation that's upsetting you or a person or whatever it may be, connect in with yourself and say, okay, how am I feeling about this situation or this person? How does it make me feel? How can I communicate to them these thoughts and these feelings that are arising in me when they do this or say this? And it's not always easy, and a lot of people feel very uncomfortable with communication and with being open and sometimes vulnerable. Sometimes other people will shut you down or might think you're being a bit weird because, you know, you sit down with them and say, okay, look, I really need to speak to you about something that's bothering me. And if it's not a usual behavior for you, yeah, okay, they might think it's a bit different. But in saying that, being open with that other person and just letting them know what this conversation is going to be about, that you're practicing being a bit more open and you're practicing communication, I think they will understand. And this is something that I've been working on for a while. It's definitely something that's been hard for me personally, because open communication isn't, it's not easy sometimes, you know? And I've had situations where I hold everything in. I hold in my emotions. I hold in my thoughts. And it festers in my mind. It festers in my heart. And it just comes out in... It comes out in little spurts of anger or frustration. Or, you know, you might... Not on purpose, but you might, like, sort of attack somebody. And it sort of... It comes out in the wrong way, you know, because that's frustration. Might not even be with them. Might be about something else, but it comes out in that way. So I think getting clear on what you want to communicate, how you want to communicate it, writing it down if you need to, and then just allowing yourself to open up. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Don't worry about being judged or rejected. I think once you can get something off your chest, it feels so much better, you know. And don't expect anything from the other person. Don't expect for them to magically click their fingers and everything's all good. Some people may understand, some people may not, but at least you've communicated what you need to communicate. Now, it depends what situation this is about, where there could be so many different responses. There could, you know, there could be a lot of different kinds of advice that I could insert here, but it depends what you're trying to communicate, what it's about and who it's to, etc. But the gist of it that I'm getting to is to get clear on what you want to communicate and find the time to speak to that person or whoever, really. Whether that be, maybe it's a company, maybe it's work, maybe it's a friend or family, maybe it's the neighbor, or, you know, it could be anybody. But I find that once you communicate, it sort of opens up another door with, you know, the other person or whoever it is. Maybe they're feeling the same thing. Maybe there's an elephant in the room that you need to talk about and nobody's mentioned it, you know? So I've had situations where I, as I said before, I fester on it, I don't communicate, and it's like you think people can read your mind. It's like, oh, they know why I'm frustrated at them. Well, they don't. They don't know, because they can't read your mind. And so I think it was a couple months ago, I opened up to my friends and said, okay, look, something is really bothering me right now, and I need to just get it all out and talk to you about it. And I sent this big long message, and it really helped me make me feel better, and it sort of opened up a bit more communication within the group as well. So it can actually have a really positive effect. What you think might be, you know, selfish, maybe getting it off your chest, it's not necessarily selfish at all. And I think the more we can communicate, the more we can release, the more we can let go and stop holding on to things. So I think this week, give it a try. Whatever it is that you need to communicate with somebody, allow yourself the space and the freedom to do that. See how you go. And maybe even let me know how you go. Good luck.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Nurtured Meditation Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I would love your 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice, and share this with loved ones who may also enjoy listening. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Thank you.